Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. When things evolve over time, we often don't notice them changing so much. That's what happened a couple of years ago when Larry Shank was appointed to represent Nelson County Farm Bureau on the local fair board.
And after a year at the county fair, sitting back and watching, I noticed there really wasn't anything for the average fairgoers to do about agriculture, to see. So just bringing up my concern with other people, everybody thought it was a great idea to have an ag day at the fair.
They reached out to other farm-related groups for additional support, taking a hands-on educational approach.
With local farmers bringing in equipment, a lot of antiques, some new. And we commingled the new equipment with the old equipment to show what we did, how it was done years ago and how it's done today.
They tried to make it interesting for visitors of all ages, so a farm barnyard was a natural.
We had everything from hogs, cattle, goats, sheep, alpacas, llamas, rabbits, chickens. We had a range of farm animals, which is really what people are interested in seeing.
Nelson County will be one of three Kentucky County Farm Bureaus and one out of only 24 nationally selected to display their concept to thousands of attendees at next week's American Farm Bureau Convention in San Antonio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Sandy from San Diego.
Farmers, it's big corporations that grow corn, isn't it?
Not so. More than 90% of America's corn crop is grown on family farms. Louis from Louisville.
Family corn farms still exist?
Yes, sir. In fact, America's family farmers are the most productive in the world, growing 20% more corn than any other nation. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
As mentioned before the break, Nelson County Farm Bureau's idea of an ag day at the local fair was a big success on several levels. Enlisting help from many groups, the ag community got a little closer, and Larry Shank says display visitors seemed to enjoy it.
The people that did come by and see it, a lot of them were excited, had never been able to get up close to animals, get up close to the equipment. Was very informational and I think kind of eye-opening for the general public.
They used a little enticement to build visitor numbers.
We had about $4,000 worth of gift certificates from Boone's Butcher Shop, from Roby's Country Garden, from Farmer's Market. We tried to give away ag-related, items that your everyday people can use.
Visitors who successfully completed a brief quiz became eligible for those prizes.
In order to be eligible for drawing, you need to spend enough time there just to learn a little bit.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.